Are we ready to roll on this? Okay. If you're just joining me, I'm not in the studio. I'm just outside the studio here, Fisher Plaza, because my son, who's a freshman, Washington State University, issued the following challenge to me on the Ice Bucket Challenge to benefit ALS research.
Matt Carlson here, and I want to thank John Cook and Aaron Zakes for nominating me for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And Ed Sloan, John Carlson, my dad, David Gorder, and Adam Kaler. I nominate you for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and you're on the clock. Here we go. Go Cougs!
Very good. I'm sorry. If you're just joining me, my son took the Ice Bucket Challenge to benefit ALS research, and I have agreed to do the same thing. Now, before taking the actual challenge, I said that I was going to extend the challenge to one person here in the building who I don't think has taken it yet. That person is Como Morning News anchor Greg Hirschholt. So, Greg Hirschholt, you are now invited to emulate my example. Take the Ice Bucket Plunge. And again, it's all for a very good cause. Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS research. They have raised millions of dollars doing this. All right, you guys, we got to get this over with. We have a rest of the show to do. What's with two buckets? Wait, first of all, here's Tom Glasgow, Como sports director, and Brittany with an... They're both way oversized.
John, you need to sit, John.
Yes, that'll be easier.
You gotta save it's not fair to Brittany for you to stay.
All right.
I'm too short.
I'm going to hold the microphone. You keep
By the way, for me, this is one of the great moments in liberal history.
this is
John, you say when.
I'm scared. Wait, I'm not ready.
Hold on. Okay.
You have your lens cap on.
Yeah, let me fix the lens cap here. Okay.
All right. Count us down, Phil.
I think we're ready.
We're ready to go.
3, 2, 1...
Okay, that wakes you up in the morning.
Sorry, I have a sports update.
Greg Hirschholt, I have taken the Ice Bucket Challenge. You're going to do it too, my friend. You're doing it too. Okay, can I walk back into the studio? I'm absolutely, there's two buckets. There's supposed to be one bucket.
You're going to give us time to go to commercial break.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get you set for commercial break, and then you're going to mop up and you will continue
okay.
in the studio.
Great. Yeah, who's going to take care of the mess out here? The veranda.
We'll have something happen.
All right. Again, my son, I accepted your challenge. You're out of the will. Again, it is all for a wonderful cause. Thank you all, except Brittany and and Glasgow, who dumped the water on me. Okay. It is coming up on 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to break early, get back, and finish the fourth hour of The Commute with Carlson, the radio program of record here at Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Values and principles, that's our game. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
I think we're ready.
We're ready to go.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. That wakes you up in the morning.
Sorry, I have a sports update.
Greg Hirschholt, I have taken the Ice Bucket Challenge. You're going to do it too, my friend. You're doing it too. I was about 4 minutes ago here on The Commute with Carlson. Do we have the video of that ready to post?
Oh, yeah, we have the video. We were just reviewing it here in the studio. We haven't posted it yet. I think we'll get it up here as soon as we can, but it might be right before the end of the show before we get it downloaded and uploaded and reloaded and set to go on the Facebook pages and the Twitter feed and KVI.com.
Okay.
And are you awake now, John?
Oh. I should point out,
and you?
I said yes to the ice bucket challenge, which I thought was going to be, you know, a nice little bucket.
And it was a nice bucket.
It was a wash tub.
A nice pair of buckets.
Two of them. Well, two large buckets. One wash tub and one.
They both came
large
from
bucket.
My house, and the bigger one I used to wash the car. It's an SUV, so that you know now there what we're talking about capacity-wise.
So anyway, again, happy to do that for a great cause and anything you do to help ALS research. And, of course, anyone can do this. Anyone can take the ice bucket plunge and ice bucket challenge and challenge your friends to do it, too. And if they don't want to do it, then they make a donation to ALS. Of course, the hope is that everyone will make a donation. They've made like $22 million doing this.
It's actually in the 40s now.
Is it now in the 40s?
Yeah.
It is
that's
just
basically doubled in a week.
And that's compared to last year, it was about one point something.
So it is
crazy.
Absolutely caught fire, and I'm so glad to hear that it's for such a great cause like that.